My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is episode 149 of the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, an advanced power vinyasa for the hips and legs to also build strength, balance, and do some inversions. So the registration is now open for the 2021 Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training. This is my favorite course to offer. It's super in-depth. It's a three-month program over 12 weeks where you learn everything you could want to know about yoga, meditation. I teach seven styles of yoga within there, but I mainly focus on Hatha yoga, and I want to give you the tools to know how to teach yourself and teach others in alignment with the teachings of Krishnamacharya, who taught individually, very holistically. What does this student need versus that student? Everyone's going to be different. And I infuse that into my teaching along with modern anatomy and exercise science, the history, the philosophy of yoga, modern neuroscience and research, Ayurveda, Vedic astrology. It's very comprehensive, very in-depth, and there's a 250-plus page manual, very thorough. So I love getting to teach this, and it's my life's work. And you can check it out at quietmind.yoga at quietmind.yoga/YTT. And we'll have some info sessions coming up here. So the next ones are on December 12th and December 14th. And there's one, the December 12th is at noon central. The other one's at 6 p.m. central. First one's good for U.S. and U.K. Second one's good for U.S. and Australia. So you can join that live 30-minute Zoom meeting free where I'll talk about the training, show you the training, and answer questions you might have and kind of give you behind the scenes of what it's like to be in a teacher training and what we do each week. So there's two live meetings on Zoom each week. We meet for a total of 6 hours live each week. Plus there's daily practices for you to do 5 days a week. So it's a 200-hour program. You see every hour as you complete it, step-by-step through 10 core competencies of yoga that I teach. And I love it. And we've got amazing people who are already graduates who I'll be sharing more about the training over the next few weeks. And hopefully have some testimonials, interviews with these people. They're amazing students, amazing teachers already in their own right. So that's the Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training. There's a weekend option and an evening option that you can join. So quietmind.yoga/YTT. For today's practice, this is an advanced power class. So I don't recommend, if you're a complete beginner, I don't recommend this class. But if you are experienced, at least a year of practice, and ideally a year of vinyasa practice, these are the classes for you. And there's a few in the archives. And this is a strong, very whole body, focused on strength, flexibility, and balance kind of practice with emphasis on the hips and legs. So let's just get right into it. Thank you for joining us today in our practice and hope you have a great practice. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. You can reach me at jeremy.quietmind on Instagram and hope you have a great rest of your week. So let's start in the child's pose with knees apart, hips towards the heels, forehead towards the ground. Slow, deep breaths down to the lower belly. So we'll focus on stretching the lower body a little more and then strengthening the upper body, building some more strength in the shoulders, arms, chest. It tends to get kind of weak from day-to-day stuff. So here in child's pose, press your hands into the mat. So your arms are kind of like a Y shape, and you push down firmly into the knuckles, the hands, to press your hips further back. Starting to activate the hands a little bit. Really good. Hold there for a moment. Now grab the sides of your mat. So your hands kind of grip onto the mat and push it away. So you're starting to use the serratus muscles, like above the ribs on the sides. Those are really important for arm balances, which we're going to do later. It's almost like you're trying to turn your palms up towards the ceiling. Not fully, but you're kind of moving in that direction, and that's going to help activate the serratus more and build more strength in the sides. And then we'll come up to hands and knees.
and press into the hands here, and straight arms, elbows, shoulders, wrists in a line, and start to extend the legs back to plank pose, holding here, building a little strength in the chest and shoulders there. And bring your right hand a little bit forward from center for side plank. Left arm over right. Again, holding here, building a little activation of the shoulders, upper body. And then back to center to the other side. Left hand a little forward, side plank. And then back to center to down dog. Easing into down dog, and now you're stretching more through the sides where we just did that strengthening there. Forward to the plank pose again, and then all the way down to the belly. And then here we'll have the hands float off the ground and shoulder blades retract. Legs lift, heart lifts, strengthening upper back. If you want a little more here, bring your arms out to a T or to that Y shape overhead. Main thing focusing on here is the upper back, the back of the shoulders strengthening. And then lower back down, hands under shoulders, back to hands and knees. And we'll hold in some version of chaturanga. So you can have knees down, elbows bent to 90 degrees, or legs straight, arms to 90 degrees. It's probably going to be a little shaky. It's okay. Building strength here. A couple breaths. And back to down dog. And back to child's pose, and we'll give the shoulders a rest. You could turn your palms up here, so kind of relaxing the shoulders, letting go of the effort. We'll come back to that stuff later, but just starting with a little bit of mind-muscle connection there into the shoulders. Now we'll work our way up the legs, building some flexibility, opening up the legs. So let's come up to the hands and knees and press the right foot back. So the ball of the foot pressing down to stretch into the calves. You could stay right there or lift up like halfway to down dog to go a little deeper into the calves. And then say everything the same, just turn your right toes out to the right like they're in warrior two and press the hips up and back. You might even lean your hips a little to the right. Just different angle into the calves, outer hip. And back down over to the other side. Left leg extends back, press into the foot. And maybe halfway to down dog here, pressing the left heel down, stretching the calf. Then turn your left toes out, left heel comes down, kind of like warrior two in that back foot. And you might even lean your hips a little to the left to deepen that. And back to center, back to hands and knees. And then here we'll go back to down dog with the legs wider apart. Walk your hands back towards the feet. So focusing right into the hamstrings, so heels come down. And you step in as much as you need to get there. And walk your hands back and your feet even wider apart to go into the inner legs, into a wide-legged forward fold here towards the back of the mat. And you can bend the knees side to side, easing into the adductors, inner legs. And if one spot feels good, stay there, or otherwise just keep moving side to side. And we'll come back to the center. And walk the hands to the right, stretching into the shins. could even add a little side bend here, grabbing outside of the foot with both hands and folding in. And then over to the other side, same thing, over the left leg. You can do the side bend here if you want. And back to the center, to Skandasana, bend your right knee, let your left toes turn up into this sort of half squat. Your right heel can lift to make this a lot easier, or you can have it down, a little more challenging. Stay there, maybe hands come to the heart to find your balance. And move over to the other side. Same thing. Again, heel can lift or heel down if you can. Find a spot to focus your eyes on. And over to the other side one more time. And maybe here you could do the more focus on the hamstrings, folding over the leg, or to the bind, wrapping your arm around the back of the leg and reaching for the hands. And slowly release over to the other side, same thing. Either go for the bind or fold over the leg or the first version. And then back to center, and just again, rocking a little side to side, easing into the legs. And we'll walk the hands forward to come back to down dog on the mat. And down to the knees, to a low lunge, right foot forward, left knee down, into a version of lizard pose here, hands inside of the foot, the back knee down, more stretching, the back knee lifted, more strengthening, maybe down to an elbow or both elbows. As you build more flexibility here, maybe even eventually bringing your right shoulder under the knee to bring the chest towards the ground with the arms out like a T. Just be careful with that. So if it feels like too much, you can do any other version. And slowly out to bend the back knee for all of us. Left hand onto the wood floor, opening the right arm. And maybe bend the back knee, maybe reach for the top of the foot. And slowly release hands down, step forward, forward fold at the front of the mat. Knees can bend, you can hold opposite elbows, let your head hang down. Right foot steps back and down, right knee down. Or you can have the right knee lifted, so we'll go to lizard pose, the hands inside of the foot. And maybe down to the elbows or the blocks. Maybe down to that T shape with the arms. Still want to feel more of the stretch into the muscles and the quads and deep in the hip flexors, but not so much in the ligaments, the bone-to-bone connections. So if it feels like a little achy, that's probably too far. But it feels like a good stretch, probably in the right spot. And slowly come out to that twist again, right hand off the mat, opening left arm towards the ceiling. Again, you can bend the back knee, you can reach for the top of the foot. And again, keeping the stretch in the muscles, lessen the ligaments. Lower hands, step forward, forward fold, uttanasanas, letting your head hang down, letting go of effort for a moment here. You can make this more active if you want, sort of grabbing onto the legs and pulling yourself into a forward fold, or more passive, just hanging out. And from here, we'll slowly roll up the spine to stand. As you inhale, reach arms up overhead. And exhale to your right side bend, any variation of this. Lengthening through the left ribs. Next, inhale back up. And exhale to the other side. Next, inhale back to center, reaching through all 10 fingers to chair pose on the exhale. Hold and breathe here, either arms like a Y or hands to heart. And then through exhale, fold over the legs. We'll start to move with the breath as you inhale, reach all the way up. And exhale, hands to heart. Inhale to reach up. Exhale to fold all the way down. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, the chaturanga or knees down, chaturanga. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, back to down dog. Next, inhale, right leg back. Exhale, forward lunge, left knee down for this one. Inhale, float the arms up to the low lunge. And exhale, back to chaturanga, to up dog, to down dog. Next, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward, low lunge, right knee down. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, forward fold to the front of the mat. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, forward fold, maybe a little deeper this time if that feels right for you. Inhale, half lift, strong back. Exhale, chaturanga to up dog to down dog. Really good, moving with the breath, listening to your body, no rush. Next, inhale, right leg back. Exhale, forward high lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, chaturanga to up dog to down dog. Next, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward, high lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, step forward, Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, strong back. Exhale, fold. Inhale, reach all the way up. And exhale, hands to heart. Adding on, inhale to reach up through the fingertips. Chair pose as you exhale. Hold for an inhale. And exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Now we'll lift the right leg back to open the hip and hold there with a bend in the knee. Heel moving towards the tail. Left shoulder either in line with the right, or you can let it sink down a little bit to get into different angles, opening the right hip. Round the knee in towards the nose and hold there. Right knee towards the nose, holding, breathing, rounding the back like cat pose, protracting the shoulders, strong arms, strong chest, shoulders, hips, core. Next, inhale, straight back. Exhale, step up to warrior two, right into warrior two. Back heel down, arms extend. Hold and breathe here for a moment. Feet pressed down and apart, activating outer hips. Shoulder blades down and together, activating lower traps. Ribs still in, so it's a lot of activation here, a lot of strength, stability in the warrior pose. And then we'll float the hands down back to vinyasa, or you can go right to down dog if you want. Left leg reaches back to open the hip. Feeling for a length through the front of the left hip. And then we'll contract there, bringing the left knee towards the nose. Hold and breathe, pressing into the hands, rounding the back, drawing the navel in. And next, inhale, straight back. Exhale, forward, right to warrior two as you rise up on the inhale. Feet pressed down and apart, shoulder blades down and together. Gaze over the front fingertips. All this activation, but still relaxed breathing. And then we'll float the hands down back to vinyasa or right to down dog. Look between the hands, step or hop to the front of the mat. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold in. Chair pose as you inhale. Hold for the exhale. And inhale, reach all the way up. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale to reach up. Exhale to chair. And now we'll hold here, bring the hands to the heart and shift your weight into your right foot. Let the left foot float up off the mat to balance. And from here, without touching the floor, slowly back to warrior three, extending the leg, extending the spine, maybe arms forward like a Y here, or like a W or T. Lower the hands to standing splits, maybe hands to the ankle to challenge your balance. And then all the way up to stand, again, without touching the floor if you can. Arms can come up overhead and the leg extends out, pointing the toes, contracting the quads. But then we'll bring the hands either under the thighs or left hand to the big toe. To Uttita Hasta, Padangushasana, hand to foot pose. Hold and breathe here. Find your length in the spine, balance. Any amount, open the leg out to the left. Find a spot to focus on the eyes. If you feel stable, you can turn your gaze to somewhere to the right, a little more challenging. Slowly to tree pose, foot to thigh. Steady breath, steady gaze, and then any variation with the arms. More challenging, you keep your left foot floating off the leg, or you can connect the foot to the thigh. From here to warrior two, stepping the back foot back. Left hand to waist, right hand to right corner or block, or floating to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. If you want a little more, you could bend the back knee, reach for the top of the foot in Chapasana. Extend the spine to help find the foot. Lift the heart. Oh, so close. And then slowly back to warrior two. And slowly back to the tree pose, to a standing pigeon, ankle over the thigh, hips back into chair, hands to the heart, and you stay there, or hands to blocks, or hands to the floor, letting your right knee bend a little bit. And here, over time, you start to kind of hook your leg around the right arm and lower into the hands. Like crow pose. Really good. And slowly come out. Awesome. Slowly rise up to stand. Inhale to reach up. And exhale to fold all the way down. Chair pose as you inhale. Hold there for a moment with hands coming to the heart. And shift your weight into your left foot. Let the right foot float up. Holding there, letting your hips down and back still like chair, but balancing. To warrior three. Right leg extends back, spine long. Really good. Again, any arm variation? The balance first, then the weight of gravity with the arms out. Now again, maybe without touching the floor, rise up to stand and point the toes, arms overhead. Contracting in the right quads. This will help open the hamstrings. And then right hand to the big toe to extend the leg. And slowly open the leg out to the right. Find a spot to focus the eyes. To tree, right foot to the thigh. Or floating off the thigh, and then any of the arm variations, hands to the waist, the heart, or overhead. Use the heel and the metatarsals of the left foot, the bones really rooting down and less of the toes. Slowly back to warrior two. Just for a moment to bring right hand to right hip, left hand to left corner or block. Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Eventually left hand floating. Really good. As we move slowly, we build strength. There's no rush. Again, you can bend the right knee if you'd like here. Reach for the top of the foot. Steady breath. You got it. One more time. And then slowly back to warrior two. Good. Back to the tree pose, just for a moment. So bring the right foot to thigh. And then right ankle over left thigh, standing pigeon. Hips back and down like chair. Hands maybe stay at the heart or come to blocks or to the floor. Eventually, like crow in the arms, into the flying pigeon. And slowly come out to stand up. Inhale to reach arms up. Exhale to fold all the way down. Bend in the knees to chair, or to lower down to the tail. To boat pose, Navasana, and you can have the hands under thighs or legs extend, lifting the heart, shoulders down the back. So any version of this, holding, breathing here, some contraction of the core and the hip flexors. To low boat, lower back touches the floor, legs, arms still lift, shoulders still round. Stay there, or arms overhead, shoulders still off the mat, kind of like a handstand. And then hug the knees in, rock side to side on the back, let everything relax. From here, we'll do crow pose on the back. So your knees come towards your armpits and the arms reach forward, the back rounds and your arms are straight like you're doing a crow pose on your back. And knees are as best you can, squeezing the knees into the arms. So there's that inner leg strength. And And then again, like you're doing the handstand, arms extend, arms reach back behind you, legs extend, shoulders still lifting, back to the crow on your back, Supta Bakasana, to the handstand, to the crow, to the handstand one more time, and then rock all the way up to the tail. I'm doing it with you so I know I don't overdo it. And then we'll have the crow here on the tail, rounding the back. So really focus on the shoulder blades protracting, the spine into flexion, rounding, and the knees squeezing towards the arms. To Navasana, maybe with the arms overhead, long spine. Avoid the rounding in the back here. Back to the crow on the tail. And then to Navasana with the arms overhead. To crow. One more time, Navasana. And then cross the legs, come back to the hands. All right, so I did all that stuff with the shoulders without being on the wrists, so we can build some strength there. Back to down dog. And forward to plank. Right hand a little bit forward for side plank. You could stay here, or now that we've opened the hamstrings, maybe you grab the left big toe and extend the leg up. And slowly back to center to other side. Left hand forward side plank. Stay there, or grab the right big toe and extend the right leg up. Back to center, all the way down to the belly. A little bit of hamstring strengthening here and back strengthening. So locust, we lift the head, the arms, the shoulders retract. Now a slight bend in the knees, squeezing the feet together and pointing the toes. So we're really contracting the hamstrings and glutes. Hold there, and then any of the arm variations with that. All right, so we've done a lot of hamstring strengthening, leg opening. So a little bit of, or did a lot of stretching. So now a little bit of strengthening as well. And then we'll let that go and come back to child's pose. And we'll do that same thing we did at the beginning of pressing into the hands to press the hips back. Pushing down and forward with the hands. And then grab onto the sides of the mat and push the mat forward. Push your hips back. Engaging, activating those side rib muscles, the serratus. That's essential for any arm balancing. Then we'll come back to kneeling for a moment. All right, just to demonstrate, the serratus works when you bring your elbows in and your arms externally rotate, so like your hands start to turn away from center. The serratus turns off when you do the opposite. When your elbows start to go out to the sides, this muscle turns off. You could even feel that yourself if you kind of grab onto your like outer ribs. Bring your elbows in and try to contract that muscle, and then bring your elbows out and feel how it turns off. Can you feel it like contract and release? Yeah. So the biggest issue with any sort of arm balance stuff is where the elbows end up going. So as long as your elbows are coming in and your shoulder is externally rotating, you're probably okay. But as soon as you start to do that, the internal rotation, you're probably going to fall, right? So we'll come up to hands and knees and back to, we'll bring the feet up to the front of the mat and feet together, knees apart, setting up for a crow. So if the biggest issue is like a fear of falling on your head, put a block under your where your head would fall. And if the biggest issue is lifting your feet up, put a block under your feet, or you could do both. But the same thing with the arms here. We don't want the fingers turning in. We don't want the elbows going out. We want the fingers turning out and the elbows coming in. So that sets our serratus up to activate. Then the knees come to the triceps and the heels towards the tail as you lean forward to lift the hips. We'll hold and breathe there a few breaths. All right, not so far out, but just like this, yeah. And if you've held for a few breaths, you can shoot back chaturanga up dog, down dog. And tail up, lifting up, tail. Keep going. Lean forward into the arms, you got it. Keep leaning forward. All right, just a little bit more here if you want to practice a little more. That's it. Yep, you got it. Good. Nice. All right, so then we'll just come down to the hands and knees and release the wrists a little bit. So fingers point towards the feet, towards the knees. Palms down as you move the hips to side, to stretch in the forearms. And then we'll just come back to kneeling and shake out the wrists, letting all that go. All right, then we'll go back to, we can use a wall space for this. We're going to do some inversions now. So we're going to go up from that to forearm plank, where we'll have the forearms down. And the hands are either going to hold on to the block like this, palms facing the block, or palms up and the sides of the hands press into the block. Lower body is like down dog, and you walk your feet in so they can't go anymore. That's real key. And then you lift one leg and do little kicks up. Yeah, if you want to do some other version of inversion, that's totally fine. But again, we don't want the elbows too wide. That'll turn off the serratus. And we'll have about a minute or two to practice this. So if you have questions, let me know. We'll do a handstand after this in a minute. Have you ever done this one with the block? You don't like it? Okay, you want to try it? I think you can do it. So either, yeah, you're kind of pressing the hands into the block. So there's a activation of really it's this muscle. Yeah. And then lower body like down dog. And walk your feet in so they can't go anymore. And one leg up. The other leg will kick, so you keep the top leg straight. Yes, there it is. You got it. Perfect. I think if you just do that a few times, like you'll be able to just do it in the middle of the room. You're really close. Yeah. If you want to try again, you can. All right, last little bit here. Awesome. Yeah, you can go actually a little bit here. So this will give you, so then you can find your balance like away from the wall a little easier usually. This is okay. It feels safer, but this is actually easier to act. If you push there, it's actually easier to activate the serratus when you do the hands there.
Oh, like
yeah.
That. Oh,
okay. Yeah, and push down and together with the forearms. Uh-huh. All right, good. Awesome. All right. So then the handstand, you can do the walking the feet up the wall version, and that's a good way to build the strength in the arms where you get to 90 degree angle, or do the kicking up version. And a good thing with that, one way to come into that can be helpful is thinking of like coming to a lunge. So it's like you're going to Warrior Three almost, like the balance that we did earlier. It's like you're trying to go to Warrior Three because those same muscles will get you into the handstand. So from that lunge, you're lifting that back leg and pushing up into Warrior Three, but you're on your hands. Activating the glutes, the back, the hamstrings, And another way to think of it from that lunge position is almost like the weight is like a wheel rolling from the back foot to the front foot to the hands and then up. So it's almost like a wheel kind of motion, shifting weight into the hands. We have about another minute here, so any version of playing with this that you want to work on, building strength in the upper body. All right, and then we'll just let it, all right, you can do a little more if you want. And then when you're ready, we'll come back to the mat and we'll come into a wide-legged forward fold. So passive inversion. So letting the arms hang out. You could stay still or move a little bit here if you want. So we still have the head below the heart, but less work in the shoulders. Now we're just letting the shoulders let go and relax. Now we'll stay here. So either you'll stay in the fold, or if you want to work on the tripod headstand, again, the key with that is you don't want your elbows to flare out. So you want to get the arms to a 90 degree angle and the fingers slightly turn out. So the arms slightly externally rotate, the elbows slightly come in, and you lean into the hands, lean into the head, and sort of like crow, bring the knees towards the arms, and then start to extend the legs up from there on that solid base. So again, you want your elbows pointing straight back, not out to the sides. And you have a sort of firm pressure into the hands that you can maintain. Yeah. So it's 60% weight in the hands, 40% in the head. Push down in the forearms. There you go. And we'll slowly start to transition here, bringing the hands back under the shoulders. And just moving left to right. Any variation of this, you can move side to side. You can go towards Skandasana or stay still. So whatever feels good, just moving a little bit left to right. And then we'll start to come back to center, to heel toe the feet in a step or two. Hands onto the thighs and move shoulder to opposite knee, left to right. If one spot feels good, stay there. And back to center, to heel toe the feet in another step for Malasana, low squat. Heels down if you can. And hands to the heart, long spine. And it might feel good to sort of wrap your arms around the legs. A little internal rotation in the shoulders, but if that hurts, just skip it. Just letting your upper back round here. Sometimes that can feel really nice on the shoulders. And then slowly release down to the tail, hands back to bring you down. Feet together, knees apart to fold over the legs. And then here, again, if your shoulders are feeling pretty open, you could bring your arms under the legs into a version of tortoise, walking the hands out, lowering the head towards the feet. And we'll start to come back up. And extend your right leg forward, left foot to thigh. For Janushasana, long spine to fold over the leg. Maybe you can clasp the hands past the foot. Doesn't matter how far you go, but you can just hang out here or you can make this more active if you want. Eventually, you might bring your right palm to face out to grab your left wrist. And we'll slowly come back up. Switch to the other side. Connect the sit bones to the floor, lengthen the spine, and fold from the waist. And then here you might reach your left palm to face out to grab onto the right wrist. And then back up to center to have both legs wide, Upavishta Konasana, and long spine. Your hands behind you can help lift the tail, lengthen. Stay there, toes flex back towards the knee, and maybe start to fold forward. Maybe you grab the big toes. So any version of this, folding from the waist. And we'll come up and back to center. So now we'll bring the left knee behind into half hero pose. So left toes down to the floor, right leg extends, and starts to lean back to the hands or the elbows or all the way down to your back, stretching into the left quads. If there's any pain in your knee, though, just do less. We won't stay as long with these ones. So we'll slowly start to come back up here with control, inch by inch. And slowly move the hip out and then release the leg. All right, so you just don't want to be opening the knee while you're rotating because that's going to turn on the knee. So let's close the right knee joint and then rotate the hip back to the other side. Half hero pose, leaning back. Ardha Supta Virasana, half supine hero pose. And slowly back up. And again, with control, grab onto the ankle so you can move the hip, then open the knee. And then we'll go to full hero pose. So you have your knees bent, feet on the floor, and hips down between the feet. Now, this might be different. So if you feel any pain in the knee right there, put a block under your hips and just stay there and lean back. But if you're okay there without the block, start to lower down to the hands, the elbows, or down to your back. But again, if there's any feeling in your knees, don't push it. It'll probably be different next time, so don't worry about it. If you're missing out on going as deep on this part, it's totally fine. But if you feel okay, no pain in the knee, go as far as your body will let you. Once you're down, you could have arms overhead and hold opposite elbows. And again, use your hands to slowly, with control, come back up. All right, so we'll use the quads, that opening in the quads, to go into camel. But with this one, we're going to actually use the strength of the quads too. So you have your tops of your feet down, and that's your tops of your feet are pushing into the floor. So just to demonstrate, like I can lean back and use my feet to push me back up. So there's a sort of buoyancy there in the feet. So it's not so much about the big back bend. It's first your feet are pushing down. Then you start to lean back, your hands on your low back to lift the heart, pushing into the feet still all the way back. Maybe the hands grab onto the heels, still pushing into the feet, still lifting through the heart into Ustrasana camel. If there's any pain in the knee, do less. And then slowly back up. And we'll come all the way down to the back. Last couple of postures. So adding on to that, we'll go into either bridge or wheel pose. So feet are down, hips width apart. Fingertips can touch the heels. And we'll peel the spine up into bridge. And you could stay there or bring your fingers to face away from the head. Elbows point towards each other. Then press to the top of the head, turn the fingers towards the shoulders, and straighten the arms into wheel. Again, you don't want your elbows flaring out here. That takes away the strength of the serratus. You want arms straight, holding in wheel or bridge. Really good. When you're done, just slowly come out. Take your time. And eventually we'll come to happy baby or whatever feels good and relieving for you. So maybe extending both legs in happy baby, like the Upavishta Konasana we did on the tail. And then feet to the floor, knees bend, feet to the floor. Either bridge pose or shoulder stand. If you go to shoulder stand, don't turn the head. But otherwise, bridge or shoulder stand. Hold and breathe there. Get your hands under the back, elbows in. Yeah, crawl your elbows together. Yep, there you go. And lift up. Good. Go a little more. We'll stay here a few more breaths. Awesome. Very good. And slowly lower the legs overhead towards plow pose. Maybe the toes touch the floor. And then slowly, inch by inch, back down to the ground. And we'll do a brief fish pose to counter that. So elbows in towards the sides and lifting the heart. The top of the head moves towards the ground, but minimal weight in the head. It's the chin lifts, the heart lifts. The spine extends like a back bend. And then slowly release out, inch by inch, no rush. And just let your arms relax beside you, legs relax. Do one last thing here, a little twist. So your knees bend, feet on the floor, move your hips to the left and knees to the right. And you could stay just like that or cross the knees or any other variation. You could extend the left leg, grab the foot, whatever feels good here, some version of a twist. And then back to center to the other side. The hips to the right, knees to the left. And then back to center to let the legs out to Shavasana, unless there's any last movements that you'd like to do. Just letting your body relax. And we'll have 3 minutes in stillness and quiet. And begin to make small, slow movements. Gently transition when you're ready. Hands and feet, arms and legs. Eventually coming over to your side, to rest on your side. And slowly back up to sitting. So you bring hands to the heart, to bow the mind to the heart, to each other. Thank you all for practicing this morning. Namaste.